It's the word of the day. Good morning to you. This is the word of the Lord through this ministry, Faith Fire Worldwide Revival Ministries. And here we are on a Monday, September 5th. I have the peace of God. I'm just so enamored with how the Lord prepares his people. He does not want us to be taken off guard. He wants us to be aware. And today the Lord is issuing a clarion call. The trumpet is sounding. Beware of snakes is the word of the Lord for you today. Now, there are two ways that we can handle that kind of word. We can handle it with peace and joy and expectation of God's victory, or we can be afraid. And we know that the love of God casts out all fear, because fear has torment. And so if we're experiencing fear, we're not experiencing the love of the Father. And so I now just pray over your mind and heart that you will receive the engrafted word and do so with joy. Glory to God. So let me just share this with you in general. I had a dream from the Lord. And in this dream, I was watching. I was acting as a watchman in this dream, watching for a coming invasion, an invasion that would manifest, an invasion that had been prepared, but it had not yet been exposed. And this invasion involved brown snakes of various sizes. Some of them were very, very small. Some of them were larger. None of them were extraordinarily large, because the nature of this invasion was camouflage, and it was subtle, and it was cunning. And the Spirit of the Lord reminded me of what the Bible says about the serpent in the garden, that the serpent was cunning and shrewd and subtle, is how the King James Version describes the serpent being Satan and his schemes. His kingdom is a subtle kingdom. His kingdom is a cunning kingdom. Why am I here today? Because God wants you to be aware of the enemy's devices. The Bible says that we can be aware of the enemy's devices. This word from God is to encourage you to be watchful and aware. What was I watching for in this dream? I was watching for an invasive species to emerge, an invasive species that I knew was already present, but had not yet manifest to the natural eye. So my encouragement for you is to begin to engage your spiritual senses. The Bible encourages us to have our senses exercised by reason of use. The Bible even says that we should be able to discern good from evil. And so my prayer for you is that you will begin to engage in the Spirit for the Lord to reveal if indeed any of these serpents, these demons, these unclean spirits have sought to infiltrate your house or your life in any way. This is not anything to shrug off. This is something the Lord is releasing, because we're in the year of the door, and the door is presented before all of us who are people of faith, even those who are not in the faith. God is putting you in front of doors of opportunity, doors that will require you to humbly serve the Lord, to surrender to his perfect will. But behind the door is a reward. Behind the door is a new level, new dimension in God. And behind the door is a blessing. And God's intention is always to bless you without adding any sorrow. And so what's happening is, as we're standing before these doors or these gates, Jesus is the door. As we're standing before the Lord and waiting to see how he's going to usher us into something new, the enemy is throwing the sink, everything except the kitchen sink, I think is the word that people use. He's throwing everything he can at us to dissuade us, distract us, or discourage us. I'm going to say that again. The enemy is seeking to dissuade you. He's trying to sap your hope. He's trying to discourage you. He's trying to take strength out of you, and he's seeking to distract you, meaning he wants you to put your eyes on anything except Jesus Christ. The enemy wants you to put your mind and heart on anything other than Jesus. But Jesus is the door. And so he's ushering us into this new, that the enemy is throwing a camouflaged infiltration at us. This was not the first dream from the Lord I've had in the last couple of weeks that showed an attack on the kingdom of God from the kingdom of darkness, from an infiltration standpoint. I want to share with you some strategies, But before I get to the strategy, I want to share this with you about what the Bible says about the nature of the serpent. So remember, I saw in this dream a coming invasive species to be revealed. And the Bible describes the serpent as cunning. That word in the Hebrew also means shrewd. It means crafty, subtle, sly, and sensible. This is where I want to really spend my time. The enemy wants you to think that something is sensible when it's actually demonic. I'm going to say this again. The enemy wants you to think that something is sensible when it's actually demonic. He wants you to appeal to your senses that are natural. Oh, that makes sense. Or this is not out of the ordinary. Or people do this all the time. Or this happens to people all the time. Or this is what the doctor's report is. The enemy's attack is meant to be shrouded. There is a coming strategy that is emerging from the kingdom of darkness to infiltrate and invade spaces where these unclean spirits have not been seen before. I'm going to say that again. There is a coming strategy from the kingdom of darkness to invade areas of your life where he has not been seen before. Now, I'm talking about temptations and attacks. I'm not saying success. I'm not saying that the enemy's weapon will prosper. It will form, but it doesn't mean it will prosper. It's up to us to see and to fight in accordance with the will of God. And so the enemy has sent me to tell you to be on the lookout, to beware of snakes. They will seek, these enemies, these demonic spirits will seek to be sensible. And let me give you some examples. The enemy might try to come into your home through books, through television shows, through music, ideas, theology, false prophecy, meaning you're seeking the word of the Lord, but because maybe your emotions or your natural desires align with what a certain prophetic voice is saying, it's allowed to influence you when it's actually taking you off the course of Jesus Christ. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So everything that we know is biblical, God prophecy should be leading us to Christ Jesus. So anything that's trying to take you off track from Jesus, even if it's something that's becoming popular, I'm going to use a very prominent example, something the Spirit of the Lord has been ministering to me about, because media is a main gateway. Harry Potter, when it first was released, the books were released. These books were 900 pages. I mean, and kids were reading it. The news reports about Harry Potter. Before I go any further, I need to say that I'm not against the author. I'm not saying that I'm not saying anything more than what I'm saying right now. I do believe that Harry Potter is a demonic scheme that we allow into our homes to teach our children demonic constructs in their thinking. It's very self-centered. It's about having power, about wielding power by any means necessary. It teaches witchcraft. It teaches rebellion against the mores, morals, principles, and standards and statutes of God, where the Lord had told us to teach our children his ways, that we are to lead them in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And so subtly, the enemy came in with this very well-written book, great characters, right? I've seen pieces of some of the movies. Listen, these books were well-written. But it was sensible to our carnal mind. But the Bible says to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. So there are going to be people, I'm sure, that are going to disagree with what I'm saying. But Harry Potter was an infiltration and invasion into the homes of our children, in our families, that introduced demonic constructs. Demons are now so common and actually revered by that generation. Generation X, their favorite movies are horror movies. Now, what inspires it is the root. What inspires horror movies? Darkness. And so we're drinking darkness when we watch horror movies. So what am I saying? That due to the gateway of Harry Potter introduced into the lives of Generation X, they are now familiar. They are now comfortable. They are now receiving from the kingdom of darkness because it seems sensible. This is what we cannot allow. In case you didn't know, the Lord says God is a spirit and he seeks those to worship him in spirit and in truth. I am trying to warn you. I am here to warn you. There are attempts the enemy is about to unleash to appeal to your sensibilities and your intellect in new ways. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So what is Paul saying? If we are ignorant or unaware of his devices, of Satan's schemes, then we will be taken advantage of. This is why God sends warnings. I know I'm in the Holy Spirit. So what the Lord showed me is we need to be watchful. We need to be watchful. Now, this might not be the word that people want to hear. Oh, you want to hear that finances are coming. Listen, finances can be coming, but if the enemy is allowed into your house and he's allowed to kill your financial stability, you're not even going to be able to eat from the blessings of God because infiltration is now eating. Infiltration is eating. An invasive species is what I saw in this dream of the Lord. Let me tell you what an invasive species is. It is an introduced, so it's introduced. It's not native. It's a non-native organism. Listen to the types of invasive species are listed here. It's either an invasive disease, an invasive parasite, an invasive plant or animal that begins to spread or expand its range from the site of its original introduction, and it has the potential, listen to this, to cause harm to the environment, that's your home, the economy, that's your money, or your human health, that's your body. The enemy wants to introduce an invasive species to destroy the peace of your home, the peace of your body, and the peace of your finances. And he's going to do it in a way that spreads if we're not watchful. The Lord told me to tell you, be on the lookout for unusual behaviors or incidents. The Lord told me to tell you, be on the lookout for unusual behaviors or incidents. Be watchful. The enemy is seeking new ways into your life. The enemy is looking for new ways into your life. So here's where I'm gonna help you to fight. There are some characteristics of invasive species that are helpful for our protection, and then I'm going to give you some prayer strategies. First, the characteristics of invasive species that are helpful for our protection. I'm so glad we have this. Number one, the first characteristic of an invasive species that can help us, they are introduced unintentionally via transportation methods. I've done this earlier. So an invasive species from the enemy is going to come into your life unintentionally, most likely, through transportation methods. So in the natural realm, a brown tree snake gets to Guam on warships in World War II or planes. It's introduced from afar. Guam is an island, and an invasive species made its way onto a body of land that is surrounded by water because of the transportation methods, the avenues. So if you start there, we need to be watchful of transportation methods such as, and I mentioned many of these earlier, books, music, movies, ideas, theology, and false prophecy. I'm going to say these transportation methods again. Books, music, movies, ideas, theology, and false prophecy. Theology is very important because if you start to take on a poor image of who the Father is, the enemy really can have his way in your life. A lot of people are in bondage because they don't think God is truly good and truly loves them. And so they think they deserve bad things. And so they actually live in a lot of self-fulfilling prophecies. They live in things that they've welcomed into their lives because they truly believe they've been rejected by God. And it really allows a foothold and a stronghold for the enemy. Now, one thing God wanted me to share with you is when I say books and movies, I'm not just talking about pornography. I'm talking about things like Harry Potter. Lord of the Rings is great. It was written by J.R.R. Tolkien as an allegory of Jesus's mission in the earth. C.S. Lewis, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yes, the word witch is in the title, but C.S. Lewis was using the witch as an image of demonic spirits. It is an evangelistic book. Books that are intended to carry us into dark places are not to be in your home. I'm not just talking about pornography. I'm not just talking about 50 Shades of Grey. Listen, this attack is going to come at your sensibilities. The enemy seeks to make it look sensible. In the dream of the Lord, this is what I have not mentioned yet. I was watching for snakes that had covered themselves in mud. Now, the mud was meant to change and camouflage their outward appearance so they seemed to belong. They were going to be underneath the ground. They were going to blend in with the trees. They were not sent to be found out. This is an infiltration. You've got to be careful of transportation methods. I'm going to request that you begin to ask the Lord, what is in my house that needs to go? Remember, at first glance, the avenue of introduction might not seem obviously demonic. Be watchful. Number two, invasive species destroy native species. If you start to notice a lack of life in any area, ask the Lord to reveal if an invasive action has been put forth in your life by the enemy. Evict that spirit by declaring it unlawful and repent for any introduction you allowed by accident or negligence. Invasive species destroy native species. Meaning if you start seeing death in an area, ask the Lord, where's the infiltration? Is there an infiltration? Number three, the danger will not be evident. The brown tree snake I mentioned is an invasive species that has killed 10 out of the 12 native birds in Guam. So Guam had 12 birds you couldn't find anywhere else. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean they weren't found anywhere else, but they had 12 native bird species in Guam. These birds belong in Guam. They've been in Guam for millions of years. And this brown tree snake gets introduced during World War II and destroys. They are now extinct, 10 out of those 12 native species. Now watch this. Remember, the point I'm making is the danger is not evident. The interesting thing about the brown tree snake, the dream of the Lord, I was seeing brown snakes. These brown tree snakes have fangs in the rear of their mouth. So, you know, fangs are usually here in the front. The brown tree snake, their fangs are in the back. You can't see them. So they appear to be not as dangerous as they really are. You cannot see their fangs, but they are deadly and have destroyed 10 of 12 native bird species. Birds, we know in the scriptures, often represent believers. So this demonic strategy is being sent in order to be to look sensible and not to look dangerous. Be watchful. I'm saying this again, be watchful. Number four, invasive species take advantage where there are no natural predators. Wow. Wow. So the Lord says that when a spirit is cast out, it roams seeking a place to call home, and then it returns to the place where it was originally evicted, and it finds it clean and swept. There was no Holy Spirit there. This is what I want you to do. Engage in prayer over every aspect of your home, life, and family. Leave no stone unturned. Cover your house in the blood of Jesus daily. I'm going to get into some simple, specific prayer things in just a minute. I'm taking my time this morning. I don't want you to leave any stone unturned. Cover your home, life, and family in the blood of Jesus. Number five, invasive species can grow to unnatural sizes never seen before. In the case of the brown tree snake, in Guam, these snakes have been found to be as long as 9 feet long, which is far longer than how large you find them in their native land of Australia. Because there's no natural predator, their lives are likely extended. They have a ready-made feeding source of food, and these species grow. If left unchecked, an attack of this nature can take on a much bigger impact. Do not be slack in prayer. If it doesn't make sense, it's a spirit. I'm going to say that again. If it doesn't make sense, it's a spirit. Go on the offensive. It wants to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And listen, what do we say? Invasive species can come in the form of a parasite, A parasite is literally sucking the life out of you. It can come in the form of a plant or an animal or a disease, which is, if as diseases progress, they suck more and more life out of you. This is why we need to be watching and on the offensive in prayer. So let me just tell you real quick. I want you to begin to and you can ask the Lord to confirm this. I want you to begin to pray three times a day. And this is one of those things that Daniel did it, but I don't believe God is telling us to do this just for a season. I believe that literally the Lord is training the army of the Lord right now on how to live daily. Like, this is not one of those things, oh, I prayed three times a day for the last 6 months or the last 2 years, and I'm going to stop. No, God is training us on how to live. So the first prayer strategy is find time in prayer morning, noon, and night, morning, midday, and night, morning, night, and in the middle of the night, whatever. Three times a day, go before the Lord and just pray. Seek God's face and pray. Pray in the Spirit. If you have the gift of speaking in tongues, pray in the Spirit. If you do not have the gift of speaking in tongues, pray for the Lord to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and give you the gift of speaking in tongues. The Bible says that you can pray in the Spirit and build up your most holy faith. The Bible says that the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered when we do not know what to pray for. And so praying in the Spirit taps us into the Spirit, and the Spirit's releasing His will and His word out of us. Wonders. We're speaking wonders. We're speaking the will of God. We're speaking glories. And we're praising God in ways that we don't know naturally to do by praying in a prayer language. God said, God spoke through Paul, that you could pray with the tongues of angels. So it's a heavenly language. It's important for you to pray in the Spirit three times a day. Number two, pray the word of God. Three specific psalms the Lord told me to share with you. Psalm 91, Psalm 18, and Psalm 27. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? These are to build you in prayer. Pray the word of God. Psalm 91, 18, and 27. Those three psalms. Number three, find a prayer partner. Listen, who are you praying with? I'm not saying you have to do this all the time. I'm saying that when you need prayer coverage, prayer support, prayer partnership, have a prayer partner or more than one. Number four, make more time to pray. This is what I said, three times a day. And number five, ask the Lord for discernment and wisdom. Ask the Lord for discernment and wisdom. Let me read this to you. Hebrews 5:14 says this, but solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern. The Lord wants you to exercise your spiritual senses to discern. The enemy wants you to use your natural senses to discern. The enemy wants you to use your emotions, your desires, your lusts, your passions, your preferences, your prejudices, the things that you've been taught by men. He wants you to rely on those as a foundation for how you should think. The Lord says, no, use your spiritual senses, have them exercised, meaning engage in them, meaning they're founded on the word of God. They're founded on the character of the Father. And they are no nonsense. They're about holiness and purity. And so you need to have your senses exercised to discern what? Good from evil. Good from evil. 1 John 2:20 says, you have the unction of the Holy Spirit and you know all things. Meaning that when you're operating under the unction of the Holy Spirit, you can know what's of God and what's not. Weigh it. And if it doesn't have the weight of God on it, just don't read it. Don't watch it. I know some folks are like, man, you're sounding like the old saints. Yes. The old saints had it right in so many ways. When the old saints would say, no, you don't need to listen to that music, we'd be like, oh, it's fine. The enemy the whole time introducing all manner of constructs that we became familiar with and we taught our kids and allowed our kids to do. And God is cleaning your house. He's cleaning our houses. He's teaching us as well how to notice the camouflage of the evil one and to abide in him and not in our senses. God wants you to abide in him, his word abiding in you. This is the key to knowing how to live. Remember, the enemy is going to seek to disguise himself as light and revelation and something new and harmless. He's going to try to disguise himself as light and revelation and new and harmless. That's why we have to be careful with prophecy. It's got to portray Jesus as Lord, not compromise, not political gain or financial gain. Listen to me. This is how the enemy has weaseled his way into our homes, and he's not done. We've got to go on the offensive. 2 Corinthians 11:14, Paul writes, and no wonder, he's talking to the Corinthians who had all manner of things going on. You know, they had all these spiritual gifts, but they had people sleeping around. They had rich folks eating before the poor folks ate. You know, these folks were not expressing the character. They were not illuminating and imaging Jesus Christ. And so the knowledge they had them puffed up. They were not humble. They were reading their own press, and they were carnal. They were carnal. And Paul's like, and no wonder you're like this. For Satan himself transforms into an angel of light. So we do that. The religious spirit's good at making God's word into something demonic, but it's rooted in Satan. Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. We need to have the Holy Spirit. And one example is when I talked about praying in tongues, I know some people are like, oh no, I don't take all that. Well, listen, Jesus says, do not go until the gift comes, until you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I baptize you with the Spirit. John baptized in water. I will baptize you in the Spirit. John's baptism is not holy. It is not the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Listen, be baptized by water. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. What I'm saying is it's not all. And frankly, it's not enough. If being baptized in water was enough, Jesus would not have given us the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to have to teach that lesson one day. If baptism in water was enough, we would not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What do we know? Jesus was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and he has called us to follow him and his example. Paul was baptized in the Holy Spirit. He says, I speak in tongues more than all of you. And he says, follow me as I follow Christ. This is the Holy Scripture. Paul wrote, follow me as I follow Christ. This is literally God saying, do what Paul did. He spoke in tongues. He prayed in tongues in decency and order, but he did it. And so many of us think we're equipped for the battle, and we're not. I'm not here to sugarcoat this for you. Many of us are not equipped because we cannot pray in the Spirit. When you read that in Jude 20, praying in the Spirit, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, what do you think that means if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? I don't know what it could mean, except that the Holy Spirit has commanded your mouth to pray. Praying in the Spirit is when the Holy Spirit is commanding the words that come from your mouth. Do not accept less, please. Do not, because that is the angel of light. And he's really Satan. He's trying to convince you, oh, it doesn't take all that. Why would you resist gifts from God? Jesus said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does your heavenly Father know how to give you the Holy Spirit? I don't have time to go into all of that. I've heard so many arguments, and I'm just telling you, Jesus says, don't go if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit. Missionaries, don't go. Pastors, don't go. Ministers, don't go. We can build a lot of things. I heard someone say this the other day, that in the word where Jesus says there were two people that built houses, one built on the rock, the other built on sand. They both built houses. They both successfully finished the house. But when the enemy showed up, one house fell because it was not founded on the scriptures. It wasn't founded on the heart of God. It wasn't founded on the rock, Jesus himself. And so what we need to be careful of is trying to excuse ourselves from being spiritual, excuse ourselves from having the gifts of God that have been promised, because it's not been our experience or we've been taught differently. Let the Lord God teach you. That's my prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I do pray in the name of Jesus, a covering over every household in the body of Christ. In this season where the enemy is seeking to disguise himself and his schemes, God, I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to come over your people and to fight ferociously against this scheme and be watchful. Lord, your words were watch and pray. And then you said, again, I say, watch. Holy God, you said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. God, I pray that we'll not allow ourselves to be driven by our flesh, our intellect, our desires, our teaching, but we'll be driven by the Holy Spirit. You're teaching us how to wield the weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but are mighty through God, pulling down strongholds. Things that have a stronghold on us should not be. And God, I pray in the peace of the Spirit of God that you give us peace with you in using our spiritual weapons. This is my prayer, oh God. I pray the enemy flees when he sees us coming because we're on the offensive in prayer 3 times a day, praying with prayer partners, praying, seeking your face, asking you questions, discerning good from evil. This is my prayer for your people in Jesus' name. I impart the discernment of the Holy Spirit over you now, the spirit of counsel and might over you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive the discernment of the Lord. The Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. If you did not immediately receive what I had to say about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I want you to ask the Lord for wisdom. And he will give you wisdom. Don't take it from me. Take it from the Lord. Amen. Listen, this has been the word of the day. Beware of snakes. Beware of snakes. If you're just catching this, you can rewind, watch it from the beginning. Beware of snakes. There is an infiltration afoot, an invasive species of unclean spirits, and we know it's coming. And so we have the advantage. We are not ignorant of the enemy schemes. And so watch and pray. See you tomorrow morning. God bless you. Bye.